May. The current ambassador to the European Union plans to come in next week after being told not to on Tuesday.
Sondland's attorney issued a statement that reads, notwithstanding the State Department's current direction to not testify, Ambassador Sondland will honor the committee's subpoena, and he looks forward to testifying on Thursday.
Fox's Catherine Herridge at the Capitol. Defense Secretary Mark Esper's called his counterpart in Turkey to express concern about a military operation in northern Syria.
Esper made it clear the United States opposes Turkey's, quote, uncoordinated actions that risk losing the gains of the ISIS war. The Pentagon says some of the 1,000 U.S. troops in Syria are at risk. Turkey views the Syrian Kurds as terrorists linked to a decades-long insurgency. The U.S. partnered with the Kurds to defeat ISIS.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your weekend forecast. Today, very warm again with a high in the upper 80s. A good bit of sunshine with clouds increasing later. There could be some spotty showers by late tonight as that cool front sweeps through the state. I think the chances are small. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable Saturday with a high 79, 80, something like that. Nice tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Pleasantly cool. I think Sunday's high will be around 81, but some new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a bank robbery. They say the Regions Bank on Coliseum Boulevard was robbed Thursday morning. They say a man went into the bank, gave the teller a note, and then ran away with money. Police say no one was hurt. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Local police officers are attending the FBI Law Enforcement Summit in Opelika this week. Some of the topics this year include cybersecurity, problem solving, and media training. And Alabama State University's Marching Hornets will soon be playing on a national stage. The marching band will play during halftime of the Atlanta Falcons versus Los Angeles Rams game on October 20th. The band director says the performance will be a first for many students who have never seen an NFL game in person. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Paging Kerry Wilkinson. Kerry Wilkinson, you need to call 396-5477 because you are the latest name in the name game. And when you call 396-5477, Kerry Wilkinson, you'll have a chance to qualify to win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road. Incredible prize. So again, Kerry Wilkinson, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing prize. So, Jack, I think we should tell folks about the fine folks over there at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and her team. 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim is one of my favorite people. Since she's been a sponsor. She's got more energy than anybody. And if you're looking to refinance your existing home, you need to call her because you can many times, more often than not, get a better rate, reduce your number of payments, reduce the amount of your monthly payments. She's saving people thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. And if we did a accumulative total of all the money she saved our listeners, it's millions of dollars.
It's amazing. Yeah, especially if you're a veteran out there.
Oh, man. Yes. And she, that's a lot of her business are veterans. And she advertises to that crowd as well as just the everyday homeowner who wants to refinance or a person looking to buy their first home. Call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, or go to her website at alabamahomemortgage.com. Kim Williams, 567-4223.
NMLS number 158638. They are, of course, an equal housing lender. So, you know, we got a whole other hour here on News and Views.
Are you scared of that?
Not really, because it's Friday.
Yes, Frivolous Friday. Call and talk about anything.
Anything. 272-9228. We're going to have some fun in this last hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being old man.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Now, welcome to the final hour of News and Views on this fine Friday. Here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
I have a short rant.
Okay. Before you do, though, 272-9228, especially if Jack's rant really pisses you off.
It won't, I don't think.
Well, it depends on who's listening.
You know, we have hard reporters in this state that are not editorialists, like Mike Kaysen and Kyle Whitmire and some other folks.
Sure.
John Archibald has sort of lately gone off the rails. Now, he is a hardcore reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he's the one that went into Bentley's office looking for Wanda when somebody would say, well, it's at Wanda's desk. It was some deal about Bentley and Rebecca being in his, you know, inner office and all this stuff. So Archibald takes a camera over there, and he's looking for, I'm looking for the famous Wanda's desk. And that was kind of funny. But he is a hard news reporter. Well, today and one day last week, he has written, as he calls it, an opinion column.
All right.
I don't like it when hard news reporters go opinion, because then you don't ever trust them again. And what I mean by that is when they're reporting a news story, it's supposed to be factual and it's not supposed to be editorialized in any way. And that's what most reporters do. Well, Archibald has some column today quoting all these presidents over the years with these flowery, you know, some of the prosaic things they've written and all that stuff.
And like then the inauguration or farewell address.
Yes,
talk.
Right.
Right.
And then he takes the last little paragraphs about Trump. And it's not even a quote. It's what was in the mind of Trump and basically what Trump said. But my point is, when a hard news reporter goes editorial, I'm never going to read John Archibald again because I believe it's going to be slanted. Now, I'll read Kasin and Whitmire. Sometimes I don't agree with their assessment of the situation.
Right.
But they're reporting facts. And so I think Archibald's damaged his credibility a little bit because, of course, he hates Trump, like so many of these buffoons in Alabama that write. But
I find it genuinely fascinating that it's not just the press in D.C. or New York City or Chicago or Los Angeles, like the big metropolitan areas. It's everybody who almost went to journalism school is left of center. Yeah, it is bizarre to me.
Well, not when you have left of center professors.
Yeah.
I had a friend that went to the University of Texas Public Affairs School or something, which is a pretty renowned department out there. And there was a guy named George Christian. I think he's dead now, but he was a professor there. And the only B that my friend, her name was Alexis Dalianis. I worked with her in a campaign, good Greek girl. And the only B she made in college or in that school, the LBJ School of Public Affairs, was George Christian gave her a B or a C because she wrote something that he didn't agree with. Now, that's just wrong.
Yeah, I hate that. I had some professors like that, and then I had other professors who were great. Like, they disagree with me, but they're like, you wrote it well.
Right.
But, yeah, you occasionally get a prof that's all like, you must echo and repeat and regurgitate exactly what I believe.
Well, I doubt that the Columbia School of Journalism or any of these other renowned colleges that have a journalism school, I doubt many of their professors are conservative.
I doubt it, too. I think the best journalists are those who are cynical, who ask honest questions, and they're able to kind of compartmentalize their true beliefs, so to speak. I think it's the best professors, too.
Well, I used to love George Will.
Yeah.
Because he was so intellectual, but you could, even as a commoner like me, you could understand it.
Yeah.
He's kind of gone off the rails.
I wrote something polemic against George Will in the 2015-2016 cycle, where he's talking about true conservatism is dead.
He doesn't know what true conservatism is.
Well, his whole point is like Barry Goldwater, you know, and Reagan. And I'm like, wait, so you're telling me, Mr. Will, soulcraft is statecraft, that Mitt Romney and John McCain were Goldwater Republicans? Give me a break, man.
Well, they may have been,
but
that's because he was the nominee. I don't think it had anything to do with embracing his philosophy.
Right, that's what I mean. Will was talking about the conservative philosophy as, you know, by people like Goldwater and Reagan. Mitt Romney's a Massachusetts, you know, the old school term, Rockefeller Republican.
Absolutely. Country club, scotch drinking Republican.
Right, so it's just like some of the wailing and gnashing of teeth from the right and the left when it comes to Trump, it actually made me run into the arms of Trump. Like, again, there's stuff. I don't think the trade war is good for
anybody, and I hope there's a reconciliation with it. I think there's talks going on as we speak. But there's all sorts of things I could criticize Trump for, but when I look at the alternatives, and I look at the way a lot of people critique him, I'm like, man, I guess I'm just as much of a rude boy as Donald Trump is. I love that stuff. I love what he was saying at that rally. I like that style of politics. Oh, we've coarsened the discourse. Oh, give me a break. At least it's honest in the way that it doesn't like the other side. He's honest about it. I get so tired of this, like, prim and proper language that is, now I'm getting on my own rant, prim and proper language that's like a knife in the back. It's so annoying. They'll give you a smile, a Coke and a smile, and then they'll talk crap about you behind your back. Now, I'm tired of that type of politics. I'd rather somebody just say it to my face. And it's much more refreshing, especially if you can have a good conversation once you clear the air. But we've let Tom hang on too long here. Hey, Tom.
Tom, how you doing?
Good. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. How's Motel 6?
Well, I'm out there putting my Christmas decorations up this afternoon. Going to have a whole bunch of lights on here in the next few days.
What's going on? What's on your brain?
Well, you said we could talk about anything.
You sure as hell can.
Well, most of the stuff I'd talk about probably get me kicked off, so I figured I'd go ahead and stick with the Donald Trump.
All right.
I watched the entire rally last night from the beginning to the end. It was probably the best that he's ever given, in my opinion. When he said what he said about Vice President Biden, I thought he was accurate. I thought everything he said was factual. And I at first it set me back when he said the word that he said at the end, and then later I started laughing, and as a matter of fact, I spit about half my beer out on the floor just laughing over how he could say it and get away with it. And then I want to kind of let that go into the next thing about when you were talking about journalism and the reporters that are reporting the news and the other ones that offer their opinions. They used to teach a class in high school, debate class.
Yeah.
Where you had one side here and one side there. Each one of them would do their due diligence, and then they'd get together and they'd fight it out, you know, argue their case. They don't teach that anymore, or is it we're just supposed to believe everything these folks say when they come on TV?
Well, it's interesting to me that, like, and Joey and I were talking about this off air, how NPR, which is publicly financed to a large degree, I think they got $500 million. They got something from the...
I don't know.
And everything on there is some poor Muslim family that got mistreated in the United States when they moved here, or about Donald Trump. I mean, it borders on absolute over-the-top leftism. There's nothing objective about their reporting. And I have friends that listen to it and actually believe all the stuff they hear. I listen to it to see what people are putting out there. And it fascinates me that so many people who cover national politics are so unobjective.
Well, you know, we need to be listening to both sides of every story as best we can. I mean, as individuals, whether you're on the air.
Right.
Or whether and that's just why I like you and Joey so much working together, because I can communicate with you whether I agree or disagree, and you can communicate back.
Right. Well, thank you.
Wasn't like that for a while there, and it's kind of like we're trying to watch the news. You know, it's one-sided. There's nobody from the other side that can sit and debate with these people.
Well, I know I'm right-leaning, but I will say this, that we don't mind people calling here who disagree with us at all. And you know, when I was in high school, I was really just loved politics even back then. And I told my father, they always subscribed to Newsweek, and I said, you know, Daddy, I've heard that U.S. News and World Report is a lot more conservative. And he said, well, I buy Newsweek, son, because I want to see what the other side's saying. But, I, you know, The thing about it is I just believe in news reporting is supposed to be fair. Like, Fox News started out that way. They, you know, since Rupert Murdoch's children took it over, it's not so much so. But just, I want, when I turn into the 5:30 news on NBC, I want Lester Holt to be reporting what happened, not his view of what happened. And we just don't get that anymore.
No, I turned it off. I used to watch CBS, ABC, and then I'd turn on Fox. Now I can't watch nothing at all. I mean, except maybe Fox. And there's only certain people on there I'm willing to listen to. The rest of them, it's all one-sided.
Right.
You know that pisses me off.
Yeah. Well, I think I've had a pretty good training being a libertarian, because all the divides that divide the right and the left, that's within the big umbrella of libertarianism. There are more left-leaning libertarians and right-leaning libertarians, and all the arguments are so over the top, but you get a lot of different perspectives on things. And I have to say, usually my disagreement with people on the left has nothing to do with social policy. Very rarely it does. It usually is over economics. And my disagreements with folks on the right, though it's changing, has been over foreign policy and some social issues. But largely, I've learned if you take the time to understand somebody instead of trying to win in the moment, then it's worthwhile. But I think a lot of what you see on cable news, Tom, that really gets your ire up is that people trying to win. And in fact, a lot of what people say on news and a lot of what the politicians say is supposed to be provocative. It's like a heel in wrestling. They're trying to make you angry.
Well, we appreciate your call, Tom.
I got to remind you one thing. We got two ears and one mouth.
Is that right?
Listen, and then talk.
Amen.
You know?
Well, we appreciate your call, Tom. Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
His connection was going out or something. We need to hit another break here, Jack. And I have some stories lined up here.
And I have an invitation to an event with Donald Trump in Fort Worth.
Really?
Yes, October the 17th, which is the day I arrive in Texas. But not for this event. You'll see why.
Oh.
Or you will hear why I'm not going.
Well, I would love for you to go, though. Change your mind. Give us some inside
reporting. Well, I don't really have $100,000 lying around to go to this event.
Fair enough. We'll be back, folks. 272-9228. Last hour of news and views on a Friday. We'll be right back.
River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A husband and wife from Wetumpka called because their cash flow was a bit sickly. The Mrs., who was a nurse, told us they weren't able to breathe life back into their savings. And that's where Alabama Home Mortgage stepped in.
Alabama Home Mortgage lowered their rate by 2%, saving them $380 a month. And check this out. They were able to pay off $22,000 in credit card debt.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants, plus 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 is the number to call if you want to join in on the conversation.
Myself. Got a little red Corvette going on here?
Yeah, just a little bit, just a little bit. I'm pumped for that 1999 reissue in November. But before we get into this latest topic, there's an invasive species in Georgia. Could be a problem for Alabama, though I don't want to speak too soon and get Chuck Sykes all worked up. But this part of the program brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Great folks over there at Jenkins, Mike Jenkins and his team. They do incredible work. Well, I mean, I love this angle. Number one, they're downtown. So if you work downtown, folks.
A lot of people do.
You should be thinking Jenkins. But even if you don't work downtown, they have a shuttle service. They have an extra vehicle on site to get you to and from work. But because they service a lot of commercial fleets and commercial vehicles, that means they have state-of-the-art equipment that is great for your everyday driver. And they can service all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Because they work on so many of these fleets, it makes them quite flexible in that way, which makes me happy. I'm an owner of a used BMW, so you know they've got the equipment that can actually work on the electronics of that 90s BMW. All their technicians are ASE certified, and they always deliver and always exceed customer expectations. So whether you need your air conditioning repaired or air filters replaced or batteries replaced or tire balancing installation, tire repair, rotation, transmission fluid, I mean, electrical systems. I had a little bit of something like that going on in my car. They do it all.
Or,
well, don't forget windshield wiper blades. And, you know, I usually install those myself, Jack, but Jenkins can take care of it for you. And I love their monthly checklist program. You can take your vehicle into Jenkins once a month, and they can make sure your vehicle is operating correctly and running smoothly. You can raise the hood and not be intimidated, because the folks at Jenkins will give you a few simple recommendations for your own owner maintenance. And that way you can stay on top of things, have peace of mind when you're driving around the River Region or about to go on a long trip. You're thinking Jenkins, and you're thanking Jenkins for giving you that information and servicing your vehicle. So give them a call today, 265-0792, or you can make an appointment and check out more of what they have to offer at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Or again, just stop by there, 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown, about 2-3 blocks east of the Alley Station area in that little water tower down there. So again, I'm thinking Jenkins, where I'll be taking my car, needs an oil change and some service soon. Check them out and tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you.
If you happen to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Wednesday, October 17th, you have an opportunity to go to a luncheon that where the guest speaker will be Donald J. Trump. Now, listen to these people who are event chairs, as they call them. Marsha and John Kleinhines and John Marr, Kit and Charlie Moncrief. They are big family in Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Or W.A. Tex Moncrief, among others. The event, as I said, will feature Donald Trump. If you are what they call a Texas co-chair, you will give $250,000 per couple. If you're an event chair, you will donate $50,000. A $100,000 per couple or $50,000 a person. Photo op, you can give or raise $25,000. But if you just want to go hear the president speak, it's $2,800
for
the lunch.
Good Lord, man. Got to raise that money, though.
And you reply to Sally Atwater McLeod. You know the name Atwater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Lee Atwater. I'm sure she's can. But anyway, the president's raising big bucks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Moncriefs are more philosophically Republican, but they give to both sides because they're business people. But for them, and I think the Bass brothers, you know, which is a very, very rich Fort Worth family, they're also co-chairs of this event. Anyway, I'm not going to Texas. I'm going to be in Dallas. But I hope to go over to Fort Worth, but not for this. But anyway, that's astounding to me. That's big money.
Big, big money. Here, let's talk to Joel. He's been patient online.
I think I know who this is.
Hey, Joel.
Yeah, Jack, I was going to offer you $100,000 if you was going, but since you ain't going.
No, that would be Perry Hooper. That would be Perry Hooper Jr., who takes $100,000 and gets to go, but it's not ever his money. It's always other people's money.
Stop messing with Perry.
Hey, you was talking about NPR a while ago, National Public Radio. I really think it should be NDR, National Democrat Radio.
You're exactly right.
I'm like you. I listen, and I just get mad sometimes.
Oh, man, my blood boils. If I ever want to get my pressure up, I just listen.
Go ahead.
No, I said it's just so one-sided.
It is, and every once in a while I watch Jimmy Fallon, and I can't stand listening to him. But if I want to get all mad, I'll listen to his monologue because he's always down on the president.
Well, you know, to me, when these networks sponsor these shows with people like him on it that are so outrageously leftist, and I mean, they're entitled to their opinion, but Carson, and I'm not living in the past, Carson would offend both sides, and you really never, until he died, and I looked him up on Wikipedia, and it says political leanings were Republican, but you would have never known that because he took shots at everybody, and so did Jay Leno. And Letterman, but since
hey,
then,
and I watch Carson almost every night on TV. Now, you know they got the reruns.
Right, great show.
But well, y'all have a great weekend, and I was gonna say something else, I forgot.
Your boy called here the other day.
That's what he told me. He said he had a wisecrack to tell y'all. So. It's like father, like son. It don't fall far from the oak tree.
Well, that's okay. Joel, you and I go way, way back.
We do. I tell you what, I've always considered you a good friend. And like I said, Alva the other day was on when you was off, and I go way back with Alva.
Oh, I know you do. I know.
Did your
family own land down below pine level on the Meriwether Trail?
No, well, my cousin did.
Because my dad bought our farm in 1958, and I think the people he bought it from was named Barfoot.
Well, that's probably was my cousin. Let me tell you, my dad, one time down below pine level, we was riding through, and he said, "See, that's 1,000 acres out there," and said, "I could have bought it for $10 an acre." I said, $10,000 for 1,000 acres? Why didn't you, Dad? And he said, "Cause you don't understand. Me borrowing $10,000 back then was like you borrowing $10 million now." But Jester Rail bought this place and sold $250,000 worth of timber off of it 10 years' time. So,
wow.
Daddy missed out on that opportunity.
Well, my father bought our property for some of it $35, some of it $40 an acre back in 1958.
Don't you wish he'd bought about 1,000 more acres?
Yeah, but I don't know what the hell I would have done with it. But it's been a source of great pleasure over the years.
Yeah. Well, you and Joey have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate it, pal.
One moment fast, Eddie. There's a word out of Georgia, Jack? I was telling you this off air. Georgia is now telling anglers, fishers, fishermen. I don't know if fishers is even a word.
Fisher of life.
Yes. To kill a certain species on site.
Freeze it
and photograph it. Yeah, it's an invasive species, the northern snakehead. It's native to China, but it's been found in 14 U.S. states, and it's now been found in Georgia. And these suckers, man, they can breathe with an air bladder outside of water. And apparently, until 2002, they were sold in pet stores, live food, fish markets, and restaurants in some major cities in the United States. But apparently, these things are very invasive, eat everything, are very hard to kill, and now they're in Georgia. And they're ugly, too.
They look like a snake with fins, kind of.
Man, that's freaky. Fish freak me out, man. I'll eat some seafood, but there's something about being in the water, whether it's the ocean or the lake or whatever, the river, creek. I don't care. When I'm in their habitat, I don't like fish. They freak me out. They're like this prehistoric beast coming at me.
I love getting in the Gulf, though. There's nothing like it.
You like the salt water?
Oh, my God, yes.
Good for the soul?
It's good for the soul and good for the body. It's great.
Well, let's go to Fast Eddie. Hey, Fast Eddie.
Invasive snakeheads. Mm-hmm. Kill them. Kill them all.
Yeah. And the Georgia authorities really are like, kill them on sight.
Now, I watch those old Carsons almost every night on Antenna TV, and that's real entertainment. And Carson was a little harder on Carter than he was on Reagan, but he took shots at both of them.
He did.
I remember Gore Vidal was sometimes a guest on there, and he talked about out there politically. Now, that guy, and Carson would be like, I agree. But, you know, he would just go with the flow. And if you want to see a great comedy on that takes shots at both sides, and modern is very irreverent. Stars John, there were two seasons of it on Amazon Prime. It's called Alpha House with John Goodman, Bill Murray, Wanda Sykes, Stephen Colbert. It's created by Gary Trudeau. And I thought it was going to be the most liberal thing I've ever seen, but nothing is sacred on there. They take shots at both sides. They take shots at the race card. They take shots at the gay card. They take shots at Democrats, Republicans. I mean, they make fun of hypocrisy is what they do. So check that out on Amazon.
It's called Alpha House?
Alpha House. It's about four Republican senators who live in a Georgetown townhouse together.
Okay.
One Hispanic, one black, one Mormon, and John Goodman from North Carolina.
All right, I'll check it out.
All right, see you guys. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, and folks, before we have to hit this next break, Jack, I don't think people should worry about fake news anymore. Because there's a new partnership on this globe. Has nothing to do with the United States, but rest assured, fake news has met its match. Because North Korea and Russia, their state media, have decided to join forces to fight fake news about topics including Pyongyang's contentious relationship with Washington. Yes, the nation that brought you reports of finding unicorns is going to fight fake news. We increasingly often see misrepresentation of information in the news environment, and we must counter the dissemination of such fake news, said Central News Agency Director Kim Chan Guang. I believe that together, these news agencies must join efforts towards this goal. Yeah, when I think of people combating fake news and living up for the truth, I think Russia and North Korea.
Well, maybe they're tired of it, too. You know? Maybe they're tired of American fake news.
Oh, my goodness. What a joke. This is crazy. I mean, I think the one role we can have as a government here in the United States and as a people is to figure out any way we can to get information into places like North Korea, China, and Russia, and get around, especially the Great Firewall of China. I think that would be huge. We don't have to go to war. We don't even have to keep a trade war going. If we can, radio, rock and roll, blue jeans, just show we have to be the example to the world and where we're failing. I think we can do a great job. But I just found that's one of my favorite headlines of the week, that Russia and North Korea are teaming up together to fight fake news. You know, especially with the two leaders of those countries and all these photo ops, like Kim Jong-un, like discovering all sorts of things.
Well, he likes American stuff, doesn't he?
Oh, of course he does. Who doesn't, man?
Doesn't he like American music?
Yeah, and who doesn't love, like, a hamburger or something? Like, come on. We'll be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228 is the number to call if you want to join in on the conversation.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. Let's talk about the river. Man, if you want to get down here and rent you a pontoon boat, bring you a crowd and a crew with you, it's a pretty river and have a good time. We can fix you up. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Let's talk about good food. Let's talk about the fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried scallops, catfish. There's whole catfish. Everybody goes for the fillets. I recommend the whole. I'm telling you, whole catfish are good eating. Talk about Sunday afternoon, y'all. This Sunday from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Miss Joy Ann Parker and her band will be in town. That's right. First time Joy Ann's been here. We're excited about that. Love us some new blues. And let's talk about some more news on the river. That's right. We're doing a little soft opening for the RV park. So come down here, check it out. Bring your trailer, your camper with you. Come on down, and we're going to have a lot of fun down here. So check it all out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We've got a menu and everything that goes on down here. Y'all get on down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixins. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Hi, everybody. Here's your weekend forecast. Today, very warm again with a high in the upper 80s. A good bit of sunshine with clouds increasing later. There could be some spotty showers by late tonight as that cool front sweeps through the state. I think the chances are small. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable Saturday with a high 79, 80, something like that. Nice tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Pleasantly cool. I think Sunday's high will be around 81, but some new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Are you gonna be high as a kite by then?
If I have a rocket, yeah, sure.
Rocket Man to hook you up, though. Kim Jong-un.
I still, this is one of my favorite things. And this is why I've learned to like Trump. For instance, I don't want war in the Korean Peninsula.
I don't either, and he doesn't either.
That's a serious, I think, anti-war. It's just a human position. Like, you don't want the death of millions and the advancement of Chinese communism, probably. So, it's a good human position. I would say it's a libertarian position, blah, blah, blah. But there have been people in multiple administrations of both parties for decades now, Jack, trying to solve this problem of the hermit kingdom of North Korea. And all these diplomatic overtures and different incentive packages and blah, blah, blah. I love the idea that what actually opens up a successful burying of the hatchet with the North Koreans is Donald Trump going in front of the UN and saying, fat little rocket man will never have... And so all these like lifelong diplomats are like, what? That's what's going to solve it? Calling him fat?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, Trump ain't no bargain either when it comes to weight.
But, yeah, that's true.
But
he eats Mickey D's all the time, right?
And I think so. He doesn't care.
One of the greatest presidential photos is him when he fed the Clemson football team, and it was a shutdown. So the kitchen, official White House kitchen, was closed. So he ordered, like, we have all the hamburgers. All the hamburgers from McDonald's. We have pizza. And it's him standing in front of like a stack of like Big Macs just in one of the fancy rooms of the White House. It's great stuff. Let's 272-9228. Let's see who this is calling in on line one. Welcome to News and Views. You're on there.
Hey, it's Papa B. Hey,
Papa B, you're not mad at me, are you?
No, of course not.
I didn't.
It's hard to get Papa B mad, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was a little rough on you last Friday, but, you know. You and I are friends, and we appreciate your input to the show.
Well, of course. No worries. It's all cool. You know, Kim Jong, whatever it is, whichever Kim it is now, he's, to me, doesn't he look a little bit like a Cabbage Patch doll?
He does.
Yes.
I mean, that's what I would call him, is a Cabbage Patch doll. But anyway.
Or the Gerber baby.
I'm telling you, Kim, I'm telling you, the licensing potential of you being a doll is huge, huge, huge.
Yeah, he can make a doll.
Can you imagine little Kim's all over the country just stroking your hair, brushing your hair?
Joey, I want to chime in on what you said yesterday again about the left and their stupid duplicity here. I don't know how long I've heard, we can't be the world's police. We can't be the world's police.
Yeah.
And here, Trump basically says the same thing, which is true, by the way. It's one of the great points that the libertarian and the left have about our military. We, you know, can't be conquest-oriented, and yet we're constantly at war forever.
Right.
You know, and so Donald Trump gives them what they want, and they complain about it. How? In what universe does this make any sense, Joey?
A partisan universe. Help me out here. A partisan universe. That's where it makes sense. It's just, it's so frustrating. It really is. That's the one thing I thought the left was good for, is, you know, anti-war stuff. And nope, not at all.
No. Can't even do that. That's just so frustrating. I wonder if anybody else is getting to that level, you know, out in the country and seeing that. Is that even being talked about other than on this show right here? Have you heard anything about it?
You'll hear it in some circles. And what's really great about Donald Trump is that he brought into the fold a lot of the so-called realist school in foreign policy. It's weird. It's almost like Pat Buchanan, who gave that fiery speech when H.W. Bush was nominated in the early 90s. Yeah. It's like Child is like his brainchild in many respects. Trump is kind of the second coming of Pat Buchanan. And on foreign policy, Trump is very much as populist in the wars guy. It's amazing that he got elected essentially saying Bush lied, people died in South Carolina, to Jeb Bush's face. That's amazing.
Amazing. Amazing. Hey, you know, I mean, that's probably one of this that we're talking about here is probably one of the common grounds as a conservative that I would have with a liberal or, you know, libertarian type of viewpoint. You know, we can't just get in between everybody and try to keep them from fighting each other. And, it, you know, the frustration of it is they can't even agree on that. I mean, it's just because of Trump. So I don't know, man. I think that he's winning some points on it, though, honestly. I think that is actually giving him some love out there among some people that otherwise would.
Well, and let's be clear, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you expand and keep going with the wars, there's going to be a lot of cost, and I think we're overextended. And if you pull back, for lack of a better word, the empire, there are going to be costs as well. And I say pull back. Take those costs instead of continuing to overextend ourselves in terms of our obligations and our finances. So it's a tough choice.
You know, now, I mean, go ahead. I would say this, that, you know, there are times, like Trump said, look, if there is a people group that's about to be massacred by some idiot, I think it's time that we, you know, to step in and not just as the United States, but, you know, try to get world support for it.
Right, right.
You know, I don't want to see another Uganda or, you know, things like that that have happened. And so, you know, there are times, but is this the time? I think he's got it right, actually, on this Kurd and Turkey thing. But anyway, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Certainly, thanks for calling.
And this is, I believe, a first-time caller. Hey, Linda, you're on the air.
Well, hey, Joey. Like I said, this is the first time I've called. I've listened to your show, and first I just want to congratulate both you and Jack. It's a wonderful show.
Thank you.
I love it because you all allow conversation. You're not cut off. You don't feel intimidated when you call in like we did on other programs. Mm-hmm. And you're both very enlightened on current events. And I like the whole format. You feel good when you're listening to you. I don't get to hear listen to you much because I work all the time.
Right.
But every time I'm in the on my car, I've got 93.1 in there. And I just wanted to call and just tell you how much I enjoy the show. And I'm just so happy for both you and Jack.
Well, thank you, Linda. Are you from South Alabama?
I'm actually from Tennessee, but I've lived here in Alabama.
Because you said, I listen to you when I'm on my car, and that is so that is so wiregrass. Because I had a friend Troy who said, well, come on, Jack, we'll go on my car. And it used to just tickle the hell out of me.
No, I'm probably the one that I hung up a minute ago. I was in my car, and I haven't had it long. And all of a sudden, I thought, oh, my God, my phone is hooked into this car and I don't know how to do this, so I hung up. I got out and I thought I'll call you when I'm on steady ground here, but I just you're, for a young man, I tell you what, you're something else.
No, I enjoy that mildly, Linda.
I enjoy the participation on Dan Morris too.
Well, Linda, feel free to call anytime.
Well, I will, and sure glad that Jack's back and in full force. So y'all do great job, and again, I just enjoy listening to you, and congratulations on this new show you've got.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much. We love hearing that.
Appreciate it, Linda.
Okay.
And y'all, you know, if you will hang out with us for 3 hours, we won't hang up on you.
Amen.
We'll
Okay. Unfortunately, in my line of work, I work with someone who's of opposite political persuasion.
Yes.
So I would love to sit and listen to y'all all day when I'm working, but to keep peace in the family.
I totally understand that.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you for taking my call. Keep up the good work, and I'll listen to you as much as I can.
Well, thank you, Linda. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Linda. And we got to hit another quick break here, folks. Coming back, last moments of news and views on a Friday.
I think it's going to be a long, long time. Till touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man that think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
The biggest and baddest broadcast. broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.